crazy game, to say the least. Getting the headset microphone on for our live interview segment is the head coach, Dan DeSilva.
It's like the first time.
No, you had it on the right way.
All right, sorry. There you go. I think you've done an interview before. Sorry.
Well, you're not a radio person, so you know, until such time as you suddenly change careers and get into what I do, you're excused.
Well, no one can do it like you do it, Les.
Thank you. I don't know about that. I'm sure there's a lot. But anyway, nobody can do it like you guys did tonight. My goodness, what a game that was. What were you thinking behind the bench as you watched everything happening like that?
A lot of things. A lot of things, Les, that my heart can't take it. No, it was a wild ride tonight. I thought we did a lot of good things. I was very, very proud of the guys for their response today. And then there's just their resiliency throughout the whole game. Like, you know, we get up and then they keep fighting back and they get some goals. And I think it's very easy for a team to give into that momentum and start panicking, doing things that we don't typically do. So I was very proud of the resiliency and the guys just sticking with it, knowing, you know, what it takes for us to have success. And they stuck to the game plan and, you know, they were rewarded with 2 points tonight.
I never know if Don Cherry said the most dangerous lead in hockey is a 2-goal one or a 3-goal one. But when you get them early in the game, there's still a lot of hockey left to play. So that means it is a dangerous type of lead to have.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I said this to you last year. I feel like you got microphones in our coach's room, but we were saying
you'll be happy to hear this. Mark O'Leary said the same thing to me yesterday in the pregame show back in Saskatoon.
Well, you're a wise man, that's right. But we've said that, you know, it's getting a 3-goal lead in the first period, obviously that's what you want. You want to have a good start, you want to get up by three, but it is dangerous because there's a lot of hockey to be left, like you mentioned. So just the messaging was sticking with it, and you know, and then they get the goal late in the first, so they get a little bit of life after that. And you know, just getting back to it, taking it one shift at a time, playing the way we talked about this morning and before the game, and I thought the guys executed. It was a good game. We got contributions from everyone, and a solid effort.
And the third period, I would say you have to be really pleased with, because you needed to buckle down, and you did buckle down in the third period.
We did. I thought, you know, we, again, handled that very well. Going to the third, just up by one, and everything that had happened transpired before that. I thought our guys did a good job resetting in that second intermission. And came out and, again, just executed the game plan, did things we had to do to have success, and they deserved to win tonight. I said last night they didn't deserve to win tonight. Yeah. We did.
Okay. Tell me about Kasdan Matthews, first of all. I mean, I think you stick him in all kinds of situations because he's a pretty good 200-foot player.
Yeah, I do, and he's very, very smart. He's a very intelligent player. He's got high skill. You know, Kaz was deserving to have a night like this. He's been very solid for us. Did the work in the summer that we asked him to do, and came into camp in great shape, and it's paying off for him. Now, he doesn't hit the score sheet every single night, but he's one of those guys that coaches love. Plays a 200-foot game. He's been able to be slotted into a, you know, fourth-line right wing, a third-line checking center. He's played some minutes with some of our top six forwards like he did tonight and was able to produce. So very, very valuable player to our lineup.
Have you looked at Cooper Williams' goal again?
I said to Cooper on the not yet, but I said to Cooper on the bench, you think that's going to be highlight of the night? This was towards the last final seconds of the game, by the way. But and then Louis looked over and said, of course, he's a super Cooper. So, yeah, that was a pretty nice play. Just a skilled player, you know, making a big play in a big moment.
Okay, now I'm hoping to have those two guys up before I sign off tonight, Matthews and Williams. But as you said to me, it's so important to get the rest necessary to cool down, to look after themselves, playing 3-3 against Edmonton, of all teams, coming in tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So we can enjoy this one for a bit, but we are going to have to reset again. You know, the guys are down there right now, and hopefully they're taking care of their bodies with Blaine White, our athletic therapist, who does a phenomenal job with them, too, making sure they're doing all the right things to be ready to go to battle tomorrow against a really good team coming into our house. And, you know, we weren't very proud of the performance we put on there last night, so we'll be ready to go tomorrow and hopefully put a good show on for the fans against a really good team. So I think the ice time was fairly spread out tonight, so
yeah.
We should have enough energy left in the tank to give her tomorrow.
Trust me, Whitey will be cracking the whip on them here right now. Dan,
thanks
for this. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you with the Mad Greek coming to the rink. I can hardly wait.
Can't wait, me neither. Thanks,
Les. There you go. Okay, Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me here on our post-game show.